This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Wednesday, November 8th, 2006. And yesterday was Election Day, and I am recording this before any of the election results have come in, so I have no way of knowing what the latest... Oh, goddammit, I do this every time. I wanted to start some music, but forget. Okay, it's more Vivaldi. I know you love Vivaldi as much as I do. Anyway, I was talking about the election. It is about 20 after 7 on the East Coast on Tuesday evening, Election Day. And it doesn't say... I went to thewashingtonpost.com because they have this election results thing that's updated, like, I don't know, every couple of seconds or something. I'm not sure exactly what it was, what it is, or how it works. But I'm going to keep checking it for my area to see who won the election. Because, as you know, in Virginia, it is Jim Webb against George Allen. And we want Jim Webb to win, even though, as I've mentioned before, I'm not really a big fan of Jim Webb. But right on the front page of the WashingtonPost.com, they have an update thing, too, that keeps track of what they need and what's the gain of the House and the Senate, and right now they're showing none, so it'll be interesting to see. It says, okay, that's what it is. I'm just reading this. Anyway, the election is going to be an all-night affair, I am sure, because the coverage doesn't start until 9:30 on ABC News, so I don't know how late I'll be staying up to watch it, but I know that I'll try to stay up until they make some predictions about Virginia. Now, I did go to vote today. I'm very pleased to say I did go vote today. And I took my iRiver and I plugged in the binaural microphones and had it running the whole time I was going to vote. And I do have some coverage of that for you. It's about 10 minutes long and it is boring at points because I don't talk during the times like when I'm walking into the building or walking out of the building. So anyway, I thought I would play that for you, and you could listen to it and hear me vote, which is cool, and hear a story about issues with the voting machines in my area. So take a couple minutes and listen to this, and know that I did my civic duty and went to vote. This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Tuesday. Well, I'm voting, so that's why you are hearing this on Tuesday. I am on my way to vote. Let me put this thing, I'm getting myself situated here. I am driving to the polling place. I'm hoping that the line won't be too long. Okay, I've got that situated. Got my microphones in my ears. I'm using the, what are these things? Oops, gotta fix that microphone. It's the binaural microphones, and I've got myself set up so that I can record my voting experience today. Now, I did read on, was it Mike Hipp's podcastsoup.net, that we're supposed to bring our cameras and take pictures of our vote. I just squirted some stuff in my mouth to have fresh breath. Oh, God, this place is packed. I'm probably going to have to wait. Oh, fuck. Well, I'll do my best. Oh, I need my voter registration card. Oh, where is it? I had it in here. Here it is. Got it. So the polls are crowded. I'm in the car. I'm driving. I'm almost there. I'm turning into the school that I'm going to be voting at. I heard this morning from a colleague at work that she went to vote and she pressed the buttons of the different votes she wanted to do. And then there's a summary screen that tells you what she voted, and she said the summary screen was totally wrong on her votes, and she was really pissed off because she thought that was the irregularities of the voting machines. And it very, very well may be, I don't know. But she had to call someone over and correct her vote. And I thought, well, then the person gets to see what your vote is, and votes are supposed to be private. She said she wasn't concerned about that, and that was probably a good thing. Okay, we are pulling into the parking lot. Now, I'm probably going to have some silence here because I'm not good at talking in public when I am recording with the Eye River and the binaurals, so you'll just have to put up with... Oh, there's the police again. You'll have to put up with some silence for a little while I go to vote. You'll just get to hear all the different things that you get to vote for, so... Okay, here we go. I have to walk up to the polling place from the parking lot. You can probably hear other cars and stuff, and I'm going to ask for a sample Democratic ballot. Walking through the leaves. Do you have a sample Democratic ballot?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. That door's open.
Not even halfway there yet.
Hello. Need my license too?
Thank you.
Tell me what your address is, please.
It can be very cool to unfortunately to just kind of be involved with that. It's kind of interesting, but it can also be, you know,
name of a good time.
Yes. Thank you. My turn.
Used this before?
Yes. Okay, start to vote. Press here. For U.S. Senate, we want Jim Webb. For 8th District House of Representatives, we want James Moran. Constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage? No. Next. And then some local things, bond referendums, yes, 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 and yes. Next screen. Oh, here's the summary that I was talking about, okay. Jim Webb, James Moran, no, yes, 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 yes. Next. And I press the big vote button. Vote. Okay. All done. Okay. Thank you. And we have voted. And I have my little I voted sticker. Okay, we are done. Leaving the building. I'm going to keep our little ballot here. I'm so proud of myself. Now, just for reference, there's a lady in front of me whose boobs are down to her waist. I swear to God, boobs are down to her waist.
walking through the leaves again back to the car. Now see, that was an extremely short process. I thought they would have to wait a long time, but I do not have to wait a long time. You can probably hear big trucks and stuff. And here we are, back at the car. Now we get in the car, and we have voted. We are done. Excuse me. I checked the summary of my vote, and sure enough, all of my choices were correct. And I did my civic duty and voted and feel proud and voted for my Democrats. Now, you know what? We can go home. So, boys and girls, I think I will stop there and record some later. So, now I've got myself all tangled up in the cords. So that was a short voting situation, but you got to hear it. So, in just a second, I'll be back.
I actually thought that was pretty cool, recording the voting, the whole voting thing. Of course, I edited out my name and address, and you know, for privacy reasons, of course. But you got to hear me talking about the vote and the voting machine. Anyway, I'm not going to rehash what you've already heard. But I'm very, I think I'm cautiously optimistic that the Democrats are going to take over. Of course, by the time you're hearing this, you have already heard what the outcome of the election is, elections are, and you already know. But I am predicting a win for the Democrats in the Senate and the House. So that's just my prediction. Now, when I got home from work today, from voting, I got home early enough to meet my contractors because I, as you know, I'm having my kitchen renovated and I got home early today, but I had not met the contractor. I've only met with my kitchen designer and she's taking care of all that stuff and said that the contractor, John, would be doing everything and that maybe someday I would get to meet him because he's always here when I'm at work. Anyway, when I came home, the his helper was here and I had my little I voted sticker on my coat and he said, oh, you voted? And I said, yes, I did. And I said, and I voted for the right people. And he said, how do you know who the right people are? And I said, oh, I just, you know, I just have a feeling. And then he went on to tell me that I said, did you vote? And he said, no, he didn't vote, that he doesn't vote. And I said, oh, well, if you don't vote, you can't complain. And he said, well, I haven't voted since 2004, he said. So, and I said, oh, okay. And he said, well, even back then, I wasn't for John Kerry or George Bush. And then he goes on to tell me that he thought John Kerry lied about all of his military service and all that kind of stuff. And as he's describing why he didn't vote, I realized that this guy's a Republican. So I totally bite my lip and do not lecture him at all because he is working on my kitchen and I don't want him to fuck anything up. So I just kept my mouth shut. But I said, well, you should try to get back to voting because, you know, we need everyone to vote, you know, no matter what side you are on the issues. So anyway, and speaking of that with the kitchen update, let me tell you what they did today because I know how much everyone is following my kitchen renovation. Well, when I got home, I after talking to that guy, I looked in the kitchen and saw that they were able to scrape up all of the old flooring. You might remember me mentioning yesterday that they two or three layers of floor were still stuck on the floor after yesterday's work, and the guy said that he had just finished scraping it up. It took him like 2 hours to scrape all this old tile and linoleum, vinyl, whatever, off the floor, and he said there were actually three layers of tile on the floor. So, but they got all the way down to the concrete, and they had done a really good job of sweeping up and cleaning up the big mess. And then the other guy, John, who I finally met, who was out, I guess, getting supplies, whatever, came back, and I got to meet him and told him, you know, that I have the elevator reserved for Friday for the cabinets and stuff like that. Anyway, and then I just kind of left them alone. And then periodically from time to time, I came out just to look to see what they were doing. Not that I'm checking up on them or anything. I just wanted to see the progress and what they were doing. And at one point, they had gotten the tile out and laid out the pattern for the tile. It's not really a pattern, but you know how they wanted to make it, is it perpendicular? No, it's not perpendicular. It's, you know, line so that it lines up with the cabinet. So they put a chalk line down, and they laid out the tile the way they're going to do it, and they figured out which side of the kitchen they're going to have to cut the tile for. Because I have, the tiles are like, I think they're 13 by 13 square, and the one side of the kitchen, the tiles have to be cut like 6 inches off, so there's like a 7-inch tile along the one side of the kitchen, not up against the cabinets. It looks like they're going to put a full tile up against the cabinet, so that'll look nice. Anyway, the layout of the tile is going to be beautiful. Well, not the layout, but seeing the layout made me think I did a good job of picking this tile, because it's going to look beautiful once it's down, and it's going to really go with the countertops and cabinets and so forth. So I'm very pleased with that. And then the rest of the afternoon, I was doing stuff in my den, and I could hear them banging and pulling and cutting and stuff. And I'm like, what are they doing now? Because I'm like, what's the next step? I thought they were actually going to get the mastic out or the adhesive and start putting tile down, but they did not do that. I guess they had some other preparation things to do. And anyway, I went out again, and I saw that they were pulling wires. So I just watched for a minute and figured out that they were pulling the wiring for the under cabinet lighting and for the microwave. So it looks like they've got the majority of that done. And then, so I left them alone for a little while longer. And then John, the contractor, called me out to the kitchen and said, now, where do you want the switch for the under cabinet lighting? And I just thought it would be right there next to the disposal. But he said there's no way to connect it because where I have these, it's this old 35-year-old building that has these metal studs inside the walls, and you can only attach a thing to one side, I think. So he said he couldn't attach it to the same place, so he's going to move it over to the other side of the plug. So there'll be a switch, then a plug, then a switch, but they won't be right next to each other. There's like space in between. So I said, that's fine. It doesn't really matter to me. I wanted to say, but all I want is that they all lined up correctly, because I'm such an anal person when it comes to lining the stuff up exactly right. So anyway, they were cutting and pulling wire, and what I didn't realize was behind the wall where the wiring and the plumbing is, there are two pillars, I guess, concrete pillars that are part of the building, concrete holding up the building, I guess. And so they've got to work around these two, I mean, they're huge, they're like 2 feet long by about a foot wide, that are in the wall, and they have to work around that to get the plumbing and the well, the plumbing, I guess, is between those two, but the wiring, it looks like they've got the wiring, the old wiring and the new wiring, stretched around these pillars. So that's interesting. And so anyway, they worked for a couple more hours, and they didn't leave until like 4:30 this afternoon. And they were able to pull all the wires, and they had the tile layout done. And then they were telling me that they would hopefully finish up the wiring tomorrow and possibly start the tiling. See, I was really hoping that tiling would be done by Friday when the cabinets are delivered, so that they can start around the cabinets. But, you know, it may not be done. I just thought, I hope that music's not too loud. Anyway, so They didn't clean up today as well as they did yesterday, but it's still remarkably clean for what's been going on in my condo. Still, I don't see any dust around things in the living room, but we'll see how that goes. And as they were leaving, the guy was telling me, he goes, now, when we do this tile, when we first lay the tile, you won't be able to walk on it for 24 hours. And I was like, I don't have a problem with that as long as I can walk the living room. He said, well, on Friday, when you have your cabinets delivered, this is going to take up the majority of the living room. Well, they've got all their like equipment and supplies and stuff filling up the living room now, so I don't know where they're going to put these cabinets. And I said, just as long as you leave me a little tiny slice, you know, of space so I can squeeze through to get to my temporary kitchen so that I can, you know, make breakfast and stuff. So we'll see how it goes. But I am pleased with the way things are going. I'm happy with the way it looks. God, that tile, I still can't get over how nice it is. I didn't take a picture like I did yesterday because not enough stuff has been done, you know, to show a major change. But what I will do is, and the next major change, like if they lay the tile tomorrow, then I will take a picture and post that on my blog. You can, because I'm keeping an update on my blog, so you can go to the blog, which of course is archer.com, and check out the blog. So that's the kitchen update. What was the other thing I was going to talk about? Oh, the last thing I was going to talk about, and I saw this late this afternoon, and I know by the time you're hearing this, you already are already well aware of this, but I read late this afternoon on, believe it or not, WashingtonPost.com, that Britney Spears has decided to divorce Kevin Federline. Now, I don't really follow Britney Spears. I don't really care about her life or anything, but it's just funny that on Election Day, when so many states are trying to, write discrimination into their constitutions to ban gay marriage, we have Britney Spears, who is getting divorced for the second time, who is able to get married again, which is just, it's a sad commentary on today's society, of course. Excuse me, forgive me for coughing, but I had to. Anyway, I have one last thing, to talk about. I got a voicemail this evening, or this afternoon, I should say, from a podcast, I believe it's called The Beat San Francisco, or Beat San Francisco. I may not be hearing the message just right, but I want you to listen to the message, and maybe you can tell me what he's saying. But this guy, obviously, I have never heard of this podcast before, and I'm embarrassed, because he sounds like he really likes my podcast. So, and he talks about agreeing with me on the John Kerry issue that has been dragging on this week. But anyway, I'm going to turn the volume up as high as it'll go and listen to this message from, I believe his name is Eric, with an A. So let's listen to this.
Hi, Archer. This is Eric West with the Beat San Francisco podcast, who adores your podcast just as well. Just wanted to leave you a comment about the military thing and how I agree with you in a lot of ways that the military, and this is being a military brat and somebody who decided not to get into the military after living it most of their lives, it's a little of both. It's a way for people to get from rural America and get money for college, and also a solid job. But it's also something that requires a lot of discipline, and there's a lot of people that can't get through it, which is unfortunate as well. But I agree with you. I don't think John Kerry should have apologized for what was just a joke. Love your show. Love listening to it. Keep it up. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you very much, Eric. Let me stop that. Okay, it stopped itself. Thank you very much, Eric, for the message. I appreciate that, and I appreciate your support on my stance on John Kerry apologizing. Also, I should mention, too, that I'm a military brat as well. And I have two brothers who were in the military. One just retired last year, 22 years in the military. And I guess I should say that neither one of them are stupid. But there are a lot of unintelligent people in the military. That's what I'll say. And leave it like that. Leave it at that. Anyway, I'm going to try to check out Eric's podcast because I'm not familiar with it, so I suggest others do the same thing. It's The Beat San Francisco. I found it on iTunes, and I went ahead and subscribed. The Beat San Francisco. Oh, Eric and Allison talk about San Francisco. That's the description of it. And in iTunes, it's not The Beat San Francisco. It's just Beat San Francisco. Anyway, I'm sure you can find it, and I will check it out and, of course, give some feedback. All right, boys and girls, that's all for today. I hope you didn't mind that boring voting situation, but I thought that was good. Oh, let me just say, right now, as of 7:30-something, they're reporting that with 1% of the precincts reporting in Virginia, George Allen has 52% of the vote, but that's only 1% of the precincts, so they can't really make a prediction on that. Anyway, you'll probably already know this by the time you hear this. Anyway, that's all for today, boys and girls. Oh my God, my throat. Until next time, bye. Archer.